We're in the middle of Siman Lamed Beis. We're up to Seif Chaf Gimel. Now, this Seif has a lot of examples in the Mishnah Berurah. We're not going to do all the examples necessarily, but just to get the basic understanding of what's going on here. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Imatza Shechiser Os Achas. If a person left out a letter, so let's say he spelled a word that was supposed to be Male, he spelled, let's say, Basukos, and he spelled it with two different vavs. And the basukos is spelled differently in different places. So he spelled it male. And in reality, it was supposed to be written chaser. Or he spelled it chaser and it was supposed to be written male. So we already said that that's a psul. So we're going to deal with both possible situations. So the first situation is that it should have been written with a vav, and he wrote it without a vav. Right? So then what's he supposed to do? He wrote it without a vav. Now all the letters that follow are psul because it's written shelo kesidron. So even if he adds the vav in after the fact, it doesn't really help. You're adding in the letter shelo kesidron, and that is a problem of on a level of daraisa based on the gzeiras hakasav of v'hayu, that the words have to be the way they are. They can't be written out of order. Mishnah Berurah over here just points out that that we're also talking about a case where you already wrote in Shemos Hashem after the fact. Because otherwise, we could just say scratch out the rest of it, or scratch out to the to a certain place, and then extend the letters, as we'll see how you do that in a second. But here, the problem is you can't scratch out the name of Hashem. It's a Shem Shenim Nimchak, so therefore you're stuck. You have to just stick with what you have. So that's problem number one. So you have no takana, you just have to put the whole thing away. V'im yiter osachas. Let's say you have an extra letter. Let's say you wrote it with a vav when there wasn't supposed to be a vav. So there you can fix it. Yesh lo takana. Ayidei sheyigra osa. So what should you do? You can fix it by extending the letter. Imi besof teva o betchilasa. If it's at the beginning or the end of a word. Avlam hi be'emtsa teva lo. It says, but if it's in the middle of a word, you cannot. Mishum de kishe yigror yanir kishte tevos. Because when you drag it out, it'll look like it's two separate words. Now, what's going on here? So Mishnah Berurah says over here, you could take osax and sifkat and kufyu. The Mishnah Berurah says, let's say you wrote an extra word, right? You should scratch it out. And you can leave the empty space if it doesn't have enough empty space that it's a problem. Meaning, there's a machlokes, how much empty space are you allowed to leave? So we paskin mikra din, you can't have tes osios worth of empty space. You can't have nine letters worth of empty space. However, as we'll see, there is a shita, I believe Rabbeinu Tam, who says three letters is the maximum. So sometimes you'll be able to fix it under those circumstances. So he says, what would be examples of letters that you could extend? So he says, for example, if you had a hey or a kuf, right? So if you have the hey, what you do is a hey is really a dalid with a little regel on the, or a resh with a little regel on the bottom left. So you can extend the roof of the hey to go farther, and that would be not a problem, except the problem with that would be that the little regal of the hay is now closer to the middle of the hay than it is on the bottom left. Same thing with the kuf. You can extend the roof of the kuf, and the regal of the kuf is now in the middle or towards the right-hand side of the kuf, even though it's supposed to be on the bottom left. It says, b'di'evid, we don't, in kepeda b'di'evid. That's Lashon Mishnah Berurah. You don't have to be makbid if that happened. So what if you wrote two words in a row, the same word twice? So which one should you erase and which one should you keep? So he says you should, quote the Prima Gadim, you should erase the second one because the first one was really kosher when you wrote it. Second one, when you added it, wasn't supposed to be there in the first place, so you should erase the second one. But he says that if there's the previous word has a letter that ends with, let's say it ends in a resh, and you can extend the resh, so there won't be so much free space in between words, so then you should erase the first one and leave the second one and extend the resh on the first one. Fine. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, we said that if it's in the middle of a word that you had, and if you're in the middle of the word and you want to extend a letter, and you want to basically scratch out a letter that you wrote in the middle of the word, and then extend the previous letter, that's not a good idea, because that makes it look like two separate words. So now the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Kuf Yud Beis is going to discuss a particular tikkun that you can take certain letters that are preceding it and extend them. But for now, we're not going to deal with it.